It's a great blessing for me to be able to be here in the Shemaya Diocese.
Ovo je veliki blagoslov Boži za mene da imam priliku večeras da budem ovde u eparhiji Šumadije.
And the diocese of the bishop who has received us into our monastery into the Serbian church, His Grace Bishop Jovan.
U eparhiji episkopa koji nas je primio u jurisdikciju Srpske pravoslavne crkve, njegovo je presvešenstvo Vladika Jovan.
Of course, I'm sorry that I missed seeing him on this trip.
Svakako da mi je žao što na ovom putu neću imati prilike da ga vidim.
I know that he's on a very important mission in America while I'm here in Serbia.
Ali isto tako znam da je on na jednom veoma važnom zadatku u Americi dok sam ja ovde u Srbiji.
Working for the future of Kosovo.
Trudeći se i radići za budućnost Kosova.
Tonight's lecture on Father Seraphim Rose will be a very shortened version of his biography.
Večerašnje predavanje o Otcu Serafimu Rozu biće jedna veoma kratka verzija njegove biografije.
The first volume of which has recently been published by Hilandar Monastery.
Po ovom prvom tomu njegove biografije u izdanju manastira Hilandara.
This is the first of three volumes.
Ovo je prvi od tri toma.
The life of Father Seraphim Rose is a very unusual story. Father Seraphim grew up far away from the Orthodox faith. When growing up, he knew almost nothing about Orthodoxy. And yet, on converting to Orthodoxy, he became a righteous and holy man.
Se obratio u pravoslavlje, postao je veoma vrlinski i pravedan čovek.
And as Gordon has said, that he is considered by many Orthodox Christians throughout the world to be a saint.
I kao što Gordana reče, u strane mnogih pravoslavnih hrišćana, on se već smatra za svetog čoveka, za svetitelja.
Like most Americans, Father Seraphim was born of mixed ancestry.
Kao i većina Amerikanaca, i otac Seraphim Rose rođen je u mešovitom braku.
His grandparents on his mother's side were from Norway.
Njegovi deda i baba sa majčine strane su iz Norveške, poreklom.
On his father's side, his grandmother was from the Netherlands.
Sa očeve strane njegova majka je iz Holandije.
And his grandfather was French. His parents met and married in Minnesota. Well, the Seraphim was born Eugene Rose.
In 1934.
In the town of San Diego in Southern California. He was born into a typical American Protestant family. He was the youngest of three children. He was gifted with a brilliant mind. And in his youth, he was known for his quiet, reserved, studious nature. One of his teachers said she felt she had to hurry in order to keep up with him. Once his mother said to him, "At the rate you're studying, you'll be a very smart man one day." Eugene said, "I do not want to be smart. I want to be wise." While growing up, he went to various Protestant churches.
Dok je rastao, mogao si je u razne protestantske crkve.
And studied the Bible.
I proučavao je sveto pismo.
When he was 14 years old, he went on his own to be baptized and confirmed in a Methodist church. When he was in high school, he turned away from the Protestant religion in which he had been raised. Because he found it to be superficial. At this time, he wanted to apply his mind to seek for the truth in a high sense.
I tada je odlučio da svoj razum, da svoju mudrost usmeri na traženje prave vere.
To know and understand reality in the highest sense.
I da spozna realnost u najvećem smislu.
When he was in high school, he studied very deeply science and mathematics.
Kada je bio u srednjoj školi, mnogo vremena posvećivao je proučavanju nauke i matematike.
Thinking that this might provide a key to understanding reality.
Smatrajući da će ovo biti ključ koji će mu pomoći da razume i da shvati realnost.
He graduated from high school at the top of his class.
Srednju školu završio je kao najbolji student u njegovoj klasi.
His friends called him Eugene the Genius.
Njegovi prijatelji i drugovi zvali su ga Evgenije Genije.
He received a college scholarship.
Dobio je stipendiju da ide na fakultet.
He went to Pomona College in Southern California.
I otišao je na Pomona Univerzitet u Južnoj Kaliforniji.
By this time he had realized that he could not find the absolute truth in science.
U to vreme shvatio je da u nauci, u prirodnim naukama, ne može da pronađe apsolutnu istinu.
Because science is only limited to knowledge of the material world.
Zato što se nauka ograničala na znanje materijalnog sveta.
And so now he began to seek for the truth in Western philosophy.
I kada je to shvatio, kada je počeo da traži istinu u zapadnoj filozofiji.
But soon he became bored with Western philosophy.
Međutim, uskoro mu je ova zapadna filozofija dosadila.
He felt he could not find the absolute truth in Western philosophy.
Pronašao je da ni u zapadnoj filozofiji ne može da pronađe apsolutnu istinu.
Because this philosophy was just a matter of people sitting in their offices and thinking out ideas.
Jer ova filozofija, zapadna filozofija, nije bila ništa drugo nego skup ljudi koji su sedeli u svojim kancelarijama i pokušavali da svojim razumom pronađu istinu.
And then there came to Eugene's college campus this visiting lecturer Alan Watts.
I onda je na fakultet na koji je išao Evgenije došao ovaj gospodin
Alan Watts. Alan Watts had been an Anglican priest but had left Christianity altogether.
Alan Watts je bio anglikanski sveštenik, ali je u međuvremenu potpuno napustio hrišćansku religiju.
And had become a proponent of Eastern religion and philosophy in the West.
I onda je na zapadu postao propovednik istočnjaške filozofije i istočnjaških religija.
This was in the 1950s.
Ovo je bilo prilike oko 1950. godina.
And Alan Watts was one of the initiators of the movement of Westerners towards Eastern religions.
I ovaj Alan Watts je bio jedan od začetnika ideologije okretanja zapadnog sveta prema istočnjaškim religijama.
Which would mushroom in the 1960s.
To je u 60. godina, taj pokret koji je započeo 50. godina, rastao poput pečurke, veoma brzo.
Alan Watts might be considered one of the founding fathers of the contemporary New Age movement.
Tako da Alan Watts sa pravom može smatrati jednim od osnivača ovog novog pokreta 60. godina.
He intrigued with Eugene with the idea that one could, through Eastern meditation, arrive at an immediate apprehension of the truth.
Međutim, sa tim, sa tom svojim ideologijom, on je zainteresovao, zaintrigirao mladog Evgenija da kroz meditaciju čovjek može da postigne apsolutnu istinu.
Otherwise known as Buddhist enlightenment.
Drugim rečima, ovaj pokret je poznat kao period budističkog prosvjećenja.
So now Eugene directed his search for the truth towards Eastern philosophy and religion.
Razum svoje interesovanje okrenuo prema istočnjačkim religijama i istočnjačkim filozofijama.
He studied ancient Chinese language so that he could read the Chinese philosophical texts in their original.
On je čak, koliko je bio udubljen u tu istočnjačku filosofiju, učio stari kineski jezik kako bi mogao da dela kineskih filozofa čita u originalu.
He graduated with a degree in Oriental languages from Pomona College.
Pomona fakultet završio je sa i dobio diplomu
in Oriental languages.
Dobio diplomu u istočnjačkim jezicima.
And went to the Academy of Asian Studies in San Francisco.
Posle toga otišao je u San Francisco da dalje nastavi proučavanje istočnjačke religije i filozofije.
Where the dean was Alan Watts.
Gdje je rektor univerziteta bio upravo Alan Watts.
There Eugene made a very deep study of Eastern religion and philosophy.
Tamo je produbio svoje znanje u istočnjačkoj religiji i filozofiji.
Continued to master ancient Chinese.
I nastavio da usavršava staro kineski jezik.
To practice meditation.
Da praktikuje meditaciju.
And to visit various Eastern temples.
I da posjećuje mnogobrojne istočnjačke hramove.
When he was at the Academy of Asian Studies, Eugene was very much influenced by the writings of this man.
I kada je bio student na Orientalnom univerzitetu u San Francisco, on je bio veoma inspirisan od strane ovog čoveka koga vidite na slici.
A French philosopher named René Guénon.
Francuski filozof pod imenom René Guénon.
René Guénon taught Eugene two things.
René Guénon je Evgenija naučio dve stvari.
First of all, he taught him that in order to find the true form of a religion, you should not look at the modern form, but at the original orthodox form of the religion.
Pre svega da bi shvatio pravu formu religije, religija ne može da se shvati i razume u novom izdanju, već da bi se shvatila, treba da se religija shvati u originalnoj, pravoslavnoj, ortodoksnoj formi ili obliku.
And secondly, he taught him that the modern idea of progress is an illusion.
I druga stvar koju je naučio jeste da je moderna ideja o progresu, odnosno moderna ideja o progresu nije ništa drugo nego iluzija.
He taught him that ancient man was more wise than modern man.
On ga je naučio da je stari čovjek bio mudri od čovjeka novoga doba.
Because modern man was wrapped up in materialism.
Zato što je moderni čovjek bio sam potopljen u materializam. U materializam.
At the Academy of Asian Studies, Eugene studied under this Chinese philosopher.
Kada je bio na ovom univerzitetu azijskih studija, Evgenije je učio pod rukovodstvom ovog čovjeka.
Whom he believed represented the true, authentic form of ancient Chinese philosophy.
Na koga je verovao da predstavlja u punoći pravu formu jednog orientalnog azijskog čovjeka i filozofa.
But Eugene's search for the truth in Eastern philosophy and religion also reached a dead end.
Ali Evgenijeva traženje apsolutne istine u istočnjačkoj religiji i filozofiji isto tako završilo je u svetoj ulici.
He had applied his brilliant mind so diligently to seeking the truth in Eastern philosophy.
On je zaista iskreno i svesrdno svoj razum usmerio u pravcu pronalaženja istine u istočnjačkoj filozofiji.
And yet his soul felt empty.
Međutim, njegova duša osjećala se i dalje prazna.
And he was in despair at not finding the truth.
I zato što nije našao istinu, došao je maltene do očajanja.
This was the darkest and most painful period of his life.
Ovo je bio najmračniji i najbolniji period u njegovom životu.
And then one day one of the other students in the academy introduced a new idea to Eugene.
I onda jedan od njegovih kolega, studenta, uveo je i doneo je jednu novu ideju u životu mladog Evgenija.
This student was studying Orthodox Christianity.
Ovaj student studirao je pravoslavno hrišćanstvo.
He told Eugene, you've been studying Eastern religion and philosophy. Why don't you look into the Eastern form of the religion you grew up with?
A zašto se ne bi upoznao sa istočnjačkom formom religije u kojoj si odrastao?
Eastern Orthodox Christianity.
Istočno pravoslavno hrišćanstvo.
Eugene thought, why not?
Evgenije se zapitao i rekao, pa zašto da ne?
He thought he would go to an Orthodox church just to view one other religious tradition.
I on je sebi rekao, otići ću u jednu pravoslavnu crkvu, eto samo da vidim kako to izgleda istočna pravoslavna religija, istočna pravoslavna crkva.
Knowing through Gonon that if he was to find any truth in Christianity, it would be in the Orthodox form of Christianity. Knowing through Gonon's writings that if he was to find any truth in Christianity, it would be in the Orthodox form.
Najveći i sećajući se reči njegovog francuskog učitelja Gonona, da ako će ikada upoznati i saznati istinu, da će je saznati kroz istočnu formu istine, mišljenja.
And so he went to this Russian cathedral in San Francisco.
I zato je otišao u rusku katedralu u San Francisco.
He came for the Saturday night vigil service.
Došao je u subotu večer kada se u njoj služilo vdenje.
The service was entirely in the Slavonic language and Eugene did not understand a single word.
Celokupno vdenje, dakle celo vdenje, bilo je na crkveno-slovenskom jeziku i Evgenije nije razumeo ni jednu jedinu reč.
But he said later that when he walked into this church, something totally unexpected happened.
Ali je kasnije rekao da onog momenta kada je kročio u ovu katedralu, da se desilo nešto veoma neobično i neočekivano za njega.
He said, I felt in my heart that I had come home and that all my search was over.
Rekao je u svome srcu, osjetio sam kao da sam došao u kući,
and all my search was over.
I da je celokupno moje traženje za istinom završeno.
It took his mind a while to catch up to what his heart already knew.
Njegovom razumu uzelo je malo više nego njegovom srcu da shvati šta se po njemu dogodilo.
But he said later,
ali je kasnije rekao,
that gradually over time,
da je postepeno, kako je vreme prolazilo,
as he learned more about Orthodoxy and met Orthodox people,
kako je učio i napredovao u poznavanju pravoslavlja, kako je sve više upoznavao pravoslavne hrišćane,
and attended Orthodox services,
i bio prisutan na pravoslavnim bogosluženjima,
he came to a new realization.
Onda je došao do novog spoznanja.
He said, I came to realize that the truth is not an idea.
Kaže, shvatio sam da istina nije ideja,
sought and known by the mind,
koja se traži i spoznaje kroz razum.
But rather the truth is a person.
Rađe istina je ličnost,
sought and loved by the heart,
koja se traži i spoznaje kroz srce.
And he said, and that is how I met Christ.
I eto, tako sam ja susreo Krista.
So after seeking the truth so fervently with his mind, he came to realize that the truth is to be known first of all by the heart.
I tako, posle toliko napora i pokušaja da spozna istinu kroz razum, shvatio je da se istina spoznaje i može spoznati jedino kroz srce.
He found the truth is Jesus Christ who said, I am the truth.
On je shvatio i spoznao da je istina Isus Hristos koji je rekao, ja sam put, istina i život.
And he found the true undistorted image only in the Orthodox Church. An undistorted image of Christ only in the Orthodox Church.
I on je pronašao pravi, neukaljani lik Krista i Hristo jedino u pravoslavnoj crkvi.
And just as he had diligently and fervently sought for the truth,
i baš kao što je tako delikatno i tako uporno pokušavao da pronađe istinu.
So now that he found the truth, he wanted to diligently and fervently serve the truth.
Sa istom takvom vrednošću, žestinom, on je želao da pošto je pronašao istinu, sa istom takvom vrednošću da ostane uz istinu.
To serve Christ.
I da služi Kristu.
He wanted to die to himself so that Christ could live in him.
On je želao da umre sobom, sebi, radi mnogo da živi sa Kristom.
And he wanted to live only for Christ.
I on je želao jedino da živi za Krista.
It was because he had such love for truth that he had such love for Christ.
I zato što je imao tako veliku ljubav za istinu, imao je tako veliku ljubav za Krista.
And this, I believe, is a key to Father Seraphim.
Ja smatram da je ovo ključ, ključni moment za Otca Serafima.
And to why he became such a great man.
I zašto je postao tako divan i veličanstven čovjek.
After Father Eugene went on to graduate with a master's degree in Oriental languages.
Eugene je stekao zvanje magistra orientalnih jezika.
Then he decided to leave the academic world.
I posle toga, posle stjecanja magistrata, odlučio je da napusti svet akademika, akademski svet.
In order to write a book of Orthodox Christian philosophy.
Tako da bi mogao da napiše knjigu o pravoslavnoj hrišćanskoj filozofiji.
In this book he would trace the apostasy or stepping away of Western man from the Orthodox faith over the last 1,000 years.
U ovoj knjizi on je želeo da objasni i da nas provede kroz sve korake odstupanja, hiljadugodišnjeg odstupanja zapadnog čoveka od pravoslavnog hrišćanstva.
And to show how this stepping away from orthodoxy has led to an abandonment of belief in absolute truth in modern Western civilization.
I da pokaže kako je odstupanje zapadnog čoveka od pravoslavnog hrišćanstva odvelo zapadni svijet daleko od
stepping away from his legend and abandonment of truth. The stepping away from orthodoxy.
I da je ovo odlučivanje zapadnog čoveka od istine
in modern Western civilization.
Pokazalo kako je zapadni svijet odstupio od istine.
Which he identified as nihilism.
I ovo odstupanje zapadnog čoveka od istine u stvari odvelo je zapadnog čoveka u nihilizam.
And in the same work he was to call his fellow Western man back to what he had lost, back to the Orthodox faith.
Isto tako, cilj ove knjige bio je da pokaže put zapadnom čovjeku kako da se vrati onoj istini koju je napustio.
He lived in poverty in his half-basement apartment.
Živio je u siromaštvu u podrumu, u jednom malom podrumu u njegovom apartmanu.
So that he could devote himself to writing his book.
Tako da bi mogao da posveti sve svoje vreme pisanju ove knjige.
At this time he had still not become a member of the Orthodox Church.
Dok je ovo radio, dok je pisao ovu knjigu, on i dalje još uvijek nije bio pravoslavni, još uvijek se nije obratio pravoslavlje.
At this time there were very few American converts to the Orthodox faith.
I u to vreme bilo je veoma malo Amerikanaca koji su primili pravoslavlje.
And the Russians in the churches that Eugene would visit hardly even knew what to do with an American coming to their church.
A i Ruska pravoslavna crkva i Rusi u toj pravoslavnoj crkvi teško da su znali šta da rade s novim Amerikancima koji su pošli da dolaze u Rusku pravoslavnu crkvu.
One day he walked into a bookstore and saw there a print of an icon of the Mother of God of the Three Hands.
Jednog dana ušao je u knjižaru, u pravoslavnu knjižaru i video je ikonu Svete Bogorodice Troje Ruke, ikonu Bogorodice sa tri ruke.
Which, as you know, was brought from, by St. Sava from the Holy Land.
Kao koje je, kao što znate, doneta od strane Svetog Save iz Svete Zemlje.
He, right there in the story, he prayed to the Mother of God.
U samoj knjižari, kada je vidio tu ikonu, on je počeo da se moli ikoni, Svete ikoni Bogorodice Troje Ruke.
Grant me to enter into the heart of hearts of the Orthodox Church.
Pokušavajući da na taj način uđe u srca pravoslavne crkve.
Grant me to serve your son.
I da služi njenom sinu.
Shortly after that, Eugene was visited by this young Russian seminarian named Gleb.
Uskoro posle toga, Eugene je bio imao posjetu od strane ovog mladog ruskog studenta bogoslovlja
Gleba.
Gleba.
Glad that I just finished the seminary.
Glad je ook van was als je al Bogoslavië.
And wanted to do missionary work to Americans. When he was in San Francisco, he heard about Eugene and went to visit him. He showed Eugene a slideshow about Orthodox holy places and holy people in America.
On je pokazao Evgeniju slajdove sa slikama pravoslavnih mjesta, pravoslavnih bogomolja i pravoslavnih ljudi u Americi.
And before leaving San Francisco, he put Eugene in contact with young Russian, pious young Russian Orthodox people in the city.
I prije nego što je napustio San Francisco, Glenn je Evgenija upoznao sa grupom mladih predanih ruskih pravoslavnih kristjana.
And told them to help Eugene come into the church.
I njima je rekao da pomognu Evgeniju da da se obrati u pravoslavlje, da primi pravoslavlje.
The most important of these young Russians was this man named Dmitri.
Najvažniji od ovih Rusa bio je ovaj čovjek koji se zove Dmitrije,
who became Eugene's kum,
koji je postao Evgenijev kum.
Eugene was received into the Orthodox Church.
Evgenije je bio obraćen, primljen u pravoslavnu crkvu
by this Russian priest
od strane ovog ruskog sveštenika
on the Sunday of the prodigal son in 1962.
U nedelju bludnog sina 1962. godine.
Eugene came to the church in repentance.
Evgenije je došao u pravoslavnu crkvu kroz pokajanje.
He felt it was appropriate that he was received into the church on the Sunday of the prodigal son.
On je smatrao da je bilo veoma ispravno to što je u pravoslavlje primljen u nedelju bludnog sina.
Because he had worshipped in Buddhist temples,
zato što se molio u budističkim hramovima,
he felt himself like a prodigal son returning to the arms of his father.
On je sebe smatrao bludnim sinom koji se sada vraća u naručje svoga oca.
When he received Holy Communion for the first time, he felt a heavenly taste in his mouth.
I kada je prvo prilikom primio sveto prišišće, osjetio je nebeski ukus u svojim ustima.
Which lasted for a whole week.
I taj ukus, ukus božanski, osjećao je u svojim ustima celu nedelju, preko celu, tokom celu i čitave nedelje.
So he did not want to eat anything.
Tako da celu nedelju, pošto je primio prišišće, nije želao ni hteo da jede ništa.
It's interesting that in his later years he often spoke of the savor or the fragrance of Orthodoxy.
Zato nije ni čudo što je u svim svojim govorima, pa i u svojim delima često govorio o tom pravoslavnom mirisu, o tom pravoslavnom ukusu.
He had literally tasted this savor.
On je jednostavno osjetio spasitelja i taj ukus pravoslavlja.
At the end of 1962, this holy man came to San Francisco, St. John Shanghaisky.
Krajem 1962. godine u San Francisco je došao ovaj sveti čovjek, sveti Jovan Shanghaisky.
As many of you know, he was a great man of prayer and a great miracle worker.
I kao što mnogi od vas znaju, on je bio čovjek velike molitve i čovjek mnogobrojnih čuda.
Who had been granted the gift of clairvoyance by God. Give the clairvoyance
to see the future,
as many of you also know, he lived, spent much of his life in Serbia. He was tonsured a monk, ordained a priest, and consecrated a bishop all in Serbia.
On je samonašen, rukoponošen i hierotonisan ošin episkop u Srbiji.
When he came to San Francisco as the new bishop of the city,
kada je došao u San Francisco kao novi episkop grada San Francisco,
Eugene immediately recognized his holiness.
Evgenije je odmah prepoznao njegovu svetost.
He became Archbishop John's spiritual son and sought to follow his example.
On je postao duhovno čedo svetog Jovana Maksimovića i trudio se da sleduje njegovom primjeru, njegovom životu.
Seeing in Archbishop John a living embodiment of the fullness of the Orthodox faith.
Videći u svetom Jovanu Maksimoviću punoću otvorenja istine pravoslavlja.
Archbishop John in turn had much love for Eugene.
za uzvrat Sveti Jovan Maksimović imao je veoma mnogo ljubavi za Evgenija.
He saw something special in him as if knowing who Eugene would become.
On je vidio nešto naročito, nešto posebno u Evgeniju, kao da je vidio u stvari šta to Evgenije može da postane, ko to Evgenije može postane.
And he sought to raise Eugene in, and form him in the Orthodox faith.
Zato je pokušao da podigne, da pomogne u uzrastanju, u podizanju Evgenija i da ga upozna sa pravoslavljem.
Archbishop John lived in this house in San Francisco.
Arhijepiskop Jovan živio je u ovoj kući u San Francisco.
Together with the orphan children that he had brought with him from Shanghai.
Zajedno sa Tesom Siročićima koju je sa sobom doveo iz Šangaja iz Kine.
He served daily liturgies in this chapel in the house.
Svakodnevno je služio svetu liturgiju u ovoj kapeli, u toj kući.
And Eugene would sing and read on the chorus.
I Evgenije za uzvrat je čitao i pevao odgovarajući na svetim liturgijama.
By this time Eugene had learned Russian and Slavonic language on his own.
U ovo vremenu, među vremenu, Evgenije je naučio ruski i srpsko-slovenski jezik kroz svoj sobstveni trud.
And was saying the services in Slavonic.
I pevao je celokupne sve službe na srpsko-slovenski.
This is Archbishop John's room in the house.
Ovo je kuća Svetog Jovana Maksimovića, u kući, soba Svetog Jovana Maksimovića u kući u kojoj je živao.
Where Eugene would visit him and talk with him.
Gde je Evgenije često dolazio da ga poseti i gde je provodio mnogo vremena u razgovoru sa Svetim Jovanom.
There was no bed in this room.
Kao što vidite, u stvari odnosi ne vidi, ja sam lično bio u toj kući, u toj sobi nema kreveta.
From the time Archbishop was kind to the monk until the time he died, he never slept on a bed.
Od momenta kada se zamonašio do momenta kada je umro, Sveti Jovan Maksimović nikada nije spavao u krevetu.
He would spend his nights in prayer.
Već bi čitave noći provodio u molitvi.
This great ascetic feat was first discovered when Archbishop John was a Hara monk and a teacher at the seminary in Bethel.
I ova sveta stopa Svetog Jovan Maksimovića je najprije bila otkrivena onda kada je Jovan Maksimović bio profesor u bogoslovi u Bitolju.
The seminarians of the Bethel seminary saw that he would spend the nights walking through the halls praying for the seminarians.
A bogoslovi u Bitolskoj bogoslovi sećaju se kako je Sveti Jovan Maksimović kao njihov profesor provodio čitave noći idući kroz poznici kroz sobe i obilazeći bogoslovi.
He was a teacher at the seminary along with St. Justin Popovich.
U to vreme svakako bio je profesor zajedno sa ocem Justinom Popovićem.
And was often visited by St. Nikolai Velimirovich.
Tamo je često dolazio da ih poseti Sveti Nikolai.
While Archbishop John was the bishop of San Francisco, this beautiful cathedral was built in the heart of the city.
Kada je Jovan Maksimović bio arhijepiskop San Francisco, ova katedrala, ovaj saborni hram bio je podignut u samom srcu San Francisco.
As I mentioned earlier, when Eugene became an Orthodox Christian, he wanted nothing else than to serve God.
Kao što sam ranije rekao, kada je Eugene postao pravoslavni hrišćanin, on nije ništa drugo želeo u svome srcu, već da služi Bogu.
In 1963, he was given the opportunity to do so.
1963. godine imao je mogućnost da to učini, dobio je mogućnost da to učini.
When a missionary brotherhood was founded in San Francisco.
Kada je jedno misionarsko bratstvo organizovano i osnovano u San Francisco.
The brotherhood was dedicated to one of the first Orthodox missionaries to America, Father Herman of Alaska.
Ovo bratstvo bilo je posvećeno jednom od prvih misionara ruskih u Americi, Svetom Germanu Aljaskom.
Father Herman had not yet been canonized as a saint.
Otac German još uvijek u to vreme nije bio kanonizovan kao svetitelj.
So the brotherhood's first purpose was to spread the news of his life and miracles.
Tako da je prvi cilj ovog bratstva bio da proširi vest o njegovom životu i o njegovim čudima.
In order to prepare the way for his canonization.
Tako da bi pripremio put za njegovu kanonizaciju.
But the brotherhood's first purpose was to do missionary work to Americans.
Ali je svakako glavni cilj ovog bratstva bio da misionari i da širi pravoslavlje u Americi.
to bring the Orthodox faith to Americans and to bring Americans into the Orthodox Church.
Da donese pravoslavlje Amerikancima i da dovede Amerikance u pravoslavlje.
The Brotherhood was blessed by St. John.
Ovo bratstvo dobilo je blagoslov od strane svetog Jovana Maksimovića.
In the beginning it consisted of Eugene and Gleb.
U početku ovo bratstvo imalo dva člana, Evgenija i Gleba.
Two Russians and a Serb.
Dva Rusa i jednog Srbina.
The Brotherhood started a bookstore, missionary bookstore, next to the cathedral.
Bratstvo je započelo sa otvarajući jednu malu knjižaru pored katedrale.
At that time, this was a new idea.
I u to vreme otvaranje knjižare pored Sadovog hrama bilo je jedna nova ideja.
It was the first Orthodox bookstore in America in a city storefront.
To je bila prva pravoslavna knjižara u jednom velikom gradu u jednoj prostoriji do ulice.
Americans would walk by, who knew nothing of Orthodoxy, would walk by the cathedral.
Amerikanci koji nisu ništa znali o pravoslavlju su šetali, išli pored katedrale.
To become interested in what the Orthodox faith was about.
I onda ih je taj izlog knjižare zaintrigirao da vide o čemu se to radi, šta to ima u ovoj knjižari.
They would walk into the bookstore and talk to Eugene.
I onda bi ušli u knjižaru i počeli da razgovaraju sa Evgenijem.
Eugene would tell them about the Orthodox faith.
Evgenije bi im govorio o pravoslavnoj veri.
And in this way, many people were converted to Orthodoxy through Eugene.
I na ovaj način, ovim putem, mnogi Amerikanci bili su obraćeni u pravoslavlje.
At this time, there was very little Orthodox literature in the English language.
U to vreme bilo je veoma malo pravoslavne literature na engleskom jeziku.
So the Brotherhood began to publish Orthodox books and magazines in English.
Tako da je cilj bratstva i aktivnost bratstva bila usmerena na publikovanje, na objavljivanje pravoslavnih knjiga i pravoslavnih časopisa na engleskom jeziku.
To make the basic sources of the Orthodox faith available to their fellow Americans.
Tako da osnovu izvora pravoslavne vere učine dostupnom američkom narodu.
Archbishop John was a very far-sighted missionary.
Arhiepiskop Jovan bio je jedan dalekovidni, prozorni misionar.
He knew that the Orthodox faith was for all the people of the world.
On je znao da je pravoslavlje i pravoslavna vera namijenjena svim ljudima sveta.
And that wherever an Orthodox Christian found himself, wherever in the world an Orthodox Christian lived,
i da gdje god u svijetu bi pravoslavni hrišćani našao sebe, gdje god bi se zadesio, i gdje god bi pravoslavni hrišćani u svijetu živeo,
it was his duty to make the Orthodox faith available to those around him.
Njegova dužnost bila je da pravoslavlje i pravoslavnu veru učini dostupno onima oko sebe.
And the San Francisco Cathedral that before had only had services in Slavonic,
do tada pravoslavna katedrala, katedrala u San Francisco, imala je službe jedino na slovenskom jeziku.
Archbishop John insisted that there also be a divine liturgy served in English.
Ali je arhijepiskop Jovan isto tako insistirao da se pojedine svete liturgije služe i na engleskom jeziku.
Eugene served at the altar and sang in the clerus during these English liturgies.
Evgenije je prislužio, špecirao u oltaru i pevao za pevnicom sa vreme ovih službi na engleskom jeziku.
One day Archbishop John came to the bookstore when Eugene was there.
Jednoga dana arhijepiskup Jovan došao je u knjižaru kada je Evgenije radio u njoj.
And he asked Eugene if he would be interested in becoming, being ordained as a priest in order to serve these English liturgies.
I pitao je Evgenija da li bi želeo da primi čin sveštenika kako bi na engleskom jeziku mogao da bolje posluži onim hrišćanima koji govore engleskim jezikom.
Eugene said he was more drawn to the monastic life.
Evgenij mu je odgovorio da njega više privlači monaški život.
And that he wanted to be a monk, become a monk in the, living in the wilderness.
I da bi rađe želeo da postane monak koji živi oševljenički pustinjaškim životom.
And at the same time continue the Brotherhood's missionary work by printing the Orthodox Word of God.
I da u isto vreme nastavi misionarski rad bratstva koji je osnovao na publikovanju i štampanju knjiga na engleskom jeziku.
Archbishop John blessed this idea. and said, yes, I believe there will be a missionary monastery in Northern California. Soon after that, Archbishop John
reported.
And right away, he proved himself to be a heavenly intercessor. Many miracles were performed through his prayer after his death, just as when he was alive. Eugene recorded many of these miracles and published them in the Orthodox Word, the Brotherhood's magazine. Many miracles were also recorded by a Serbian hierarch, Bishop Sava Saracevic. And Eugene would translate these and publish them in English. That's Eugene at Archbishop John's funeral. Archbishop John's sepulcher became a center of pilgrimage for Orthodox Christians from all over the world. Where many miracles occurred. In the early 1990s, His Holiness Patriarch Pavla visited the sepulcher. And sang a Troparion to Archbishop John. On the basis of this veneration of Archbishop John by an Orthodox patriarch, the Russian Church abroad decided to canonize Archbishop John. And he was canonized in San Francisco in
1994.
As St. John of Shanghai and San Francisco. After Archbishop John's death, the Brotherhood prepared to take its next step of moving to the wilderness. The brothers Eugene and Gleb found and bought a piece of land on the top of this mountain. Near the little town of Platina in Northern California. A 100 years earlier, this area had been the center of the California gold rush. The gold miners had left long before. But American Indians still live in the area.
It's
the real Wild West. The brothers moved to their land on the Feast of the Dormition of the Mother of God in
1969.
When the brothers The brothers sang the service of the Dormition on that day outdoors because they had no church. And as they sang the service, a deer came from the woods and sat down beside them. When they sang the magnification hymns to the Mother of God during Matins,
kada su pevali veličanje Presvete Bogorodice na jutrenju,
the deer stood up.
Srna je ustala.
The deer stood up, stayed standing until the end of the hymns, and then quietly sat down until the end of the service.
Za vreme veličanja srna je stajala zajedno sa njima, da bi na kraju veličanja srna ponovo sela i ostala prisutna do kraja bogosluženja.
Life in the wilderness was very hard for the brothers in the early years.
Život u ovim predalima, ovakvim kakvi jesu, planinskim dio je veoma težak za bratstvo u prvim godinama njihovog prisustva tamo.
They lived in real poverty.
Živjeli su, dakle, pre svega u jednom pravom siromaštvu.
There was no water at the top of their mountain.
Na vrhu brda, kao što vidite, na vrhu brda nije bilo vode.
So they had to carry up water in old and beat up trucks or on their backs.
Tako da su morali da vodu na brdo iznose ili u starim pikapima ili na svojim leđima.
The trucks would often break down or get stuck in the dirt on the dirt road leading up to the ski.
Ti pikapi ili kamiončići koje su imale stari onako potrcani su često puta stajali i nisu mogli da izađu gore na brdo.
It could be very hot in the summertime.
Leta u ovim krajima mogu da budu veoma, veoma topla.
And very cold in the winter.
I veoma hladna u toku zime.
But Eugene's spirit soared in the wilderness.
Ali njen je duh je rastao, uzletao u ovim krajima, u ovoj pustinji.
He loved being close to God's nature and the peace and quiet of that nature.
On je bio čovjek koji je voleo samoću, voleo tišinu i voleo prirodu u ovoj divini.
Eugene feeding a baby deer. In 1970, the first purpose of the Brotherhood was fulfilled. When Father Herman of Alaska was canonized as America's first canonized saint.
Kada je German aljaski bio kanonizovan kao prvi svetitelj u Americi.
Most of the service was written by Eugene and the St. Herman of Alaska Brotherhood.
Veći deo službe za svetog Germana aljaskog napisao je Eugenije zajedno sa njegovim bratstvom.
And the Father Herman of Alaska Brotherhood became now the St. Herman of Alaska.
Tako da je bratstvo Germana aljaskog od 1970. Godine postalo bratstvo Svetog Germana Aljaskog.
In the same year, Eugene and Gleb were conjured as monks.
Iste godine, 1970. Godine, Eugenije i Gleb bili su samonašeni.
Eugene with the name of Saint Seraph of Sarov.
Eugenije po imenu Svetog Serafima Sarovskog.
And Gleb with the name of the newly canonized Saint Herman of Alaska.
A Gleb po imenu novo kanonizovano svjetlo Germana Aljasko.
At the time of his conjuring, Eugene said he felt a little flame of inspiration or grace in his heart.
Za vreme njegovog monaškanja, Evgenij je prišao da je osjećao kao neki plamen u svome srcu, osjećao je prisutstvo blagodati Božije.
Which indicated to him that the rite of monastic conjure is a truly sacramental action which imparts the grace of God.
Što mu je ukazalo na to da je monaštvo delo blagodati Božije i što mu je ukazalo na prisutstvo blagodati Božije za vreme njegovog monaštva i da je monaštvo njegov u stvari delo i premudrosti blagodati Božije.
And this grace strengthened him for his monastic struggles.
I ova blagodat koju je primio na monaštvenju ga je jačala i hrabrila u vreme njegovih iskušenja kao monaha.
On this day, he told Father Herman, "I'm deeply happy that we've died for the world."
I toga dana kada je zamonašen svome bratu Germanu, rekao je da je veoma sam srećan što sam danas umro za ovaj svet.
The brotherhood was blessed to have two spiritual fathers.
Bratstvo je bilo blagosloveno da je imalo u svom prisustvu dva duhovna oca.
Both of whom were disciples of St. John Shanghaisky.
I oba ova duhovna oca njihova bila su duhovna čarda svetog Jovana Šangajskog.
The first was Father Archimandrit Spiridon.
Prvi je bio Archimandrit Spiridon.
A very simple, humble, childlike elder.
Jedan veoma jednostavan, smiren, skroman i detinjasti starac.
Like St. John, he had been granted the gift of clairvoyance.
I kao i Sveti Jovan Maksimović, i on je imao dar prozorljivosti.
There would be times when Father Seraph and Father Herman would have some difficulty or problem.
Bilo je vremena svakako kada su otac Serafin i otac German imali mnogo nevolja tegova iskušenja.
They would write to Father Spiridon seeking for his advice.
I onda bi oni pisali otcu Serafimu tražeći savjet od njega.
They would go to the post office and put the letter in the mailbox.
Oni bi otišli u poštu i ubacili pismo u poštansko sanduče.
And at the same time take out a letter from their own mailbox, a letter from Father Spiridon.
I u isto vreme bi uzeli iz svog poštanskog sanduče ta pismo koje je Spiridon napisao njima.
And in this letter there would be an answer to all their questions.
I iako bi to uradili u isto vreme, u pismu koje bi dobili od oca Spiridona, oni bi našli odgovor na njihova pitanja.
The Brotherhood's other elder, spiritual father, was Bishop Nektari.
Drugi duhovni otac bratstva bio je Vladika Nektarije.
The vicar bishop of San Francisco.
Vladika Nektarije bio je vikarni bishop, vikarni episkop u San Francisco.
Bishop Nektari had grown up in Russia.
Vladika Nektari je odrastao u Rusiji.
And had been the disciple of Saint Nektari of Optina Monastery in Russia.
I on je bio učenik Svetog Nektarija iz Optinske pustinje u Rusiji.
The last of the great line of Optina elders.
Jedan od posljednjih u liniji Optinskih staraca.
Bishop Nektari would visit the monastery in Plotina as often as he could.
Vladika Nektari je posjećivao je bratstvo u Plotini onoliko često koliko mu je vreme dozvoljavalo.
The monks were always very joyful when he came.
I monasi su se uvek radovali kada bi Vladika Nektarije dolazio da ih obiđe.
They understood that Orthodox Christianity and especially Orthodox monasticism in America was very young and immature.
Oni su shvatili da je pravoslavno samo pravoslavlje u Americi, a naročito pravoslavno monaštvo u Americi bilo veoma mlado i nezrelo.
So they treasured the transmission of authentic Orthodox spirituality and monasticism coming from traditional Orthodox lands.
Tako da je sve ono što je dolazilo iz tradicionalnih pravoslavnih zemalja u mlade pravoslavne federe Amerike, za njih bilo nešto jedno najdragocenije blago i bogatstvo.
From people like Father Spiridon and Bishop Nektari.
Od ljudi kako su bili otac Spiridon i Vladika Nektarije.
In the wilderness, Father Seraph continued his work of translating and writing Orthodox books and magazines.
U kalifornijskoj divljini u kojoj se nastanio otac Serafin, on je nastavio sa pisanjem, štampanjem i publikovanjem pravoslavnih knjiga na engleskom jeziku i pravoslavnih časopisa.
He translated Orthodox Lives of Saints.
On je na engleski jezik preveo Žitija pravoslavnih svetaca.
Classical classic works of spiritual counsel.
Klasična dela duhovnih savjeta, duhovnih pouka.
And books of Orthodox theology.
I knjige pravoslavnog bogoslovlja, pravoslavne teologije.
To make the basic sources of Orthodoxy available to Americans.
I na taj način uspeo je da obezbedi osnovne izvore pravoslavnog učenja i pravoslavne vere na engleskom jeziku.
In this way, he initiated a movement of
uspio je da inicira i da obezbedi jednu broj obreșenica ei convertita americana sa cu pravoslavul nuver.
And to give those converts what they needed in order to go deep into the Orthodox faith.
I ne incluzi ono što im je bilo po obraćenju neophodno da se još više udube u poznanje pravoslavne vere i pravoslavnog hrišćanstva.
At the same time, he made a very deep study of the writings of the holy fathers of the church.
U to, u isto vreme dok je to radio, on je isto tako sam pronicao u dubine poznavanja pravoslavne teologije po svetim ocima.
He wanted not just to become an expert in what the Holy Father said.
On nije samo želeo da postane ekspert u onome što su sveti oci govorili,
but to acquire the mind of the Holy Fathers.
Već isto tako da stekne i razum svetih otaca.
He wanted to put to death his own mind, his own understanding.
On je želeo da njegov lični razum, njegovo lično razumevanje postane mrtvo, da se umrtvi.
So that he could acquire the mind of the fathers.
Tako da bi mogao da dobije razum svetih otaca.
Before he came in moved to the wilderness, he wrote in a letter.
Pre nego što se povukao u divljinu Severne Kalifornije, napisao je jedno pismo.
When I became a Christian, I voluntarily crucified my mind.
U kome je napisao, kada sam postao hrišćanin, ja sam dobrovoljno razapeo svoj razum.
And all the crosses that I have borne have only been a source of joy for me.
I sve krstove koje sam posle toga poneo, bili su izvor radosti za mene.
I have lost nothing and gained everything.
Ja nisam ništa izgubio, a sve sam zadobio.
This also, I believe, is the key to Father Serapion.
Ja mislim da je ovo isto tako jedna od ključnih stvari za oca Serapina.
And to why he's become such a great teacher for our times.
I jedan od razloga iz kojih je on postao jedan od velikih učitelja za sve nas.
He prayed to the Holy Fathers to help them enter into their mind.
On se molio svetim ocima kako bi mu ta molitva svetim ocima pomogla da uđe u njihov razum, u njihov um.
He knew that the mind of the fathers is the mind of the church.
On je znao da je razum i um svetih otaca um i razum crkve.
And the mind of the church is the mind of Christ.
A da je um crkve um Hristo.
Because Christ is the head of the church.
Zato što je Hristos glava crkve.
And so in acquiring the mind of the fathers, Father Serapion was seeking the mind of Christ.
Tako, želeći da pronikne i da zadobije um svetih otaca, Serapion je želeo da zadobije um Hrista.
He wanted to see reality as the fathers saw it.
On je želeo da shvati i da spozna realnost onako kako su je tražili i sveti oci.
And from this mind of the fathers that Father Serapion acquired,
i od ovog uma svetih otaca koji je otac Serapin vremenom zadobio,
he wrote about many contemporary issues and problems.
On je pisao o mnogim savremenim temama i problemima.
He said that there is no problem in our times which cannot be solved by a careful and prayerful reading of the writings of the Holy Fathers.
On je smatrao da nema, ne postoji problem u svetu koji ne može da se reši kroz pobožno i molitveno i pažljivo čitanje dela svetih otaca.
He wrote about such things as the soul after death.
On je pisao o stvarima i temama kao što su duša posle smrti.
And contemporary after death experiences.
Savremena iskustva ljudi posle smrti.
He wrote about and gave talks about the Orthodox the Holy Father's teaching on creation.
Pisao je i govorio o učenju svetih otaca o stvaranju sveta.
And showed how this is incompatible with the modern theory of evolution.
I dokazivo i pokazivo kako ovo nikako se ne podudara sa učenjem savremene nauke.
He also wrote about such things as the rise of false religions and sects in the West. He also wrote about the rise of false religions and sects.
Isto tako pisao je o nisanju i o širenju lažnih religija i sekti u svetu, u savremenom svetu.
And the contemporary charismatic or Pentecostal movement.
O savremenom charizmatičkom pokretu pentekostalaca.
And even such things as UFO sightings.
I čak i o takvim stvarima kao što su
UFO.
Marsovci, ja pa.
Ne, ne, ne. Well,
thank you.
And again, once again, all of these he viewed from the mind of the fathers. And reading Father Seraph's writings are not reading something written through the filter of his own opinions and ideas. And not from modern intellectual fashions. But from the point of view of the pure mind of the fathers. Father Seraph's writings, which have had such an impact over on Orthodox Christians all over the world. Were printed in this humble little printing house. The fathers were so poor that they had to could only afford old, outdated printing equipment. In which each letter of metal type had to be set individually. This is Father Seraph's cell. He named it Optina after Optina Monastery in Russia. The monks were so poor that they could not afford lumber for their own cells. They got permission to take apart the 100-year-old cabins from the gold rush days. And from this lumber they built their cells. This is inside Father Seraph's cell. These are pictures of the Optin elders. All of whom have been canonized as saints. The fathers were always seeking new ways in order to bring the Orthodox faith to their fellow Americans. They helped to establish little mission chapels in Northern California and Oregon. Composed mostly of American converts to Orthodoxy. In 1977, Father Seraphim and Herman were ordained as priests. And so now Father Seraphim could bring people into the Orthodox Church not only by teaching them about it, but by baptizing them and giving them Holy Communion. After their ordination, the fathers would often serve the Divine Liturgy outdoors. In special places that they set aside for that purpose. And named after Orthodox saints and feasts. Archimandrite Spyridon told the fathers to have more processions.
Otac sa Spiridom, njihov duhovnik, savjetovao je ocu Serafimu i ocu Germanu da imaju i da održavaju što više litija.
Because they sanctify the atmosphere.
Zato što su na taj način osvećivali atmosferu.
This is a miracle working icon of the Mother of God.
Ovo je čudotvorna ikona Presvete Bogorodice.
Before which Saint Seraphim of Sarov was healed as a boy.
Ispred koje Sveti Serafim Sarovski je bio isceljen kao mali, kao dečak.
In order to claim this Wild West land for orthodoxy,
u cilju zadobijanja ovog divljeg zapada za pravoslavlje,
the fathers erected crosses along the top of their mountain.
Oci su podigli ove krstove na svim vrhovima ove planine.
Monastery gate.
Ovdje je manastirski ulaz, manastirska katnja.
This is Father Seraphim walking by the monastery church with his typical long strides.
Evo ga ovdje otac Seraphim kako šeta po crkvi njegovim tipičnim dugačkim koracima.
He was extremely focused, concentrated, hard-working, diligent monk.
On je bio veoma koncentrisan monak koji je veoma teško i uporno i predano radio.
He was always the first in church in the morning for services.
Uvijek je bio prvi ujutru na sveto bogosluženje.
And would always be seen praying and laboring.
I mogao je uvijek da se vidi kako se moli i kako radi.
He never wasted any time.
Nikada nije trošio vreme na bilo šta.
And not speak unnecessary words.
I nikada nije govorio ono o čemu nije bilo potrebno da govoriš, dakle nikada nije pravilno govorio.
It was as if he knew he had not long to live.
Isto tako kao da je znao da mu nije ostalo još mnogo vremena da živi.
He was only an Orthodox Christian for 20 years.
On je bio pravoslavni hrišćanin svega 20 godina.
But in that time he has left a tremendous spiritual legacy.
Ali je za to vreme ostavio jednu izvanrednu, ogromnu pravoslavno nasljeđe.
He often repeated the following phrase.
On je veoma često ponavljao sljedeću frazu.
It's later than you think.
Kasnije je nego što misliš.
Hasten therefore to do the work of God. Yes. Hasten therefore to do the work of God.
Pohrli dakle, požuri dakle, da činiš delo Božije.
Inside the monastery church.
Unutrašnjost manastirske crkve.
In this picture and in others you can see the spiritual peace that Father Seraphim acquired in the monastery.
Na ovoj slici i na slikama koje ćete vidjeti možete da vidite duhovni mir koji je stekao otac Serafim u manastiru.
He was deeply thankful not only that he had found the truth.
On je bio veoma zahvalan i blagodaran ne samo zato što je naš pronašao istinu,
but that he had been given such opportunities to serve the truth.
Već i to što je bio, što mu je bila data, dana mogućnost da služi istini.
To serve Christ.
Da služi Kristu.
He had been truly granted the prayer that he had said to the Mother of God before her icon of the three hands.
On je zaista to zadobio kroz onu molitvu koju je uputio Svetoj Bogorodici Trojeručici u San Francisco.
Grant me to serve your son.
Molitvu koju je uputio daj mi, podari mi da poslužim svome sinu.
His spiritual children recall that when they were in Father Seraphim's presence, his spiritual peace would pass over to them.
Njegova duhovna čada sećaju se i prišaju da kada su bili u blizini oca Serafima, da je ta duhovna snaga koju on imao često, veoma često prelazila i na njih.
They would often come to him feeling agitated with various problems and difficulties.
Oni su veoma često dolazili kod njega uzbuđeni zbog mnogih problema koje su imali.
And they would leave his presence feeling that spiritual peace.
Ali i tražići mir, uvijek su od njega odlazili ispunjeni mirom.
At the monastery, many people were baptized into the Orthodox faith.
U manastiru veliki broj ljudi su bili kršteni.
Both in the monastery church and in the nearby streams.
Tako u manastirskoj crkvi i tako i u μοναστήρες στην Πότοξη, με Πότοξη, με Χρήσου, στην Όραση, με Ιβάνη.
Many of these people had learned about the Orthodox faith through the monastery.
Μόγιο νόμι χιούδι, σπόσμαρι σου, ή όπρος όπρος, ή να ούτσι, ο χάλος, τα μιου μοναστήρου, ή προς μοναστήρου.
This is Theophany at the monastery.
Όχι, εσύ, το πιάνε, νιου μοναστήρου.
Many young men would come to the monastery and stay for months at a time. And Father Seraphim would spend much time giving them classes about the Orthodox faith. He recognized the need to really raise and form young people in the Orthodox faith. And so that they can grow up with an Orthodox worldview or philosophy of life. The Seraphim also spent much time talking to the pilgrims who came to the monastery. He realized that America does not have deep Orthodox roots. So he strove to help his fellow Americans put down those deep roots in Orthodoxy. He said that the key to putting down deep roots in the faith is constancy. This means a daily constancy, that means a daily practice of the faith. Constancy, yeah, like every day. He said we daily have to spend time in prayer before God. We daily have to be reading the Holy Scriptures and Orthodox spiritual writings. And in addition, of course, practicing the commandments of Christ. Showing mercy and love towards others. He called our daily spiritual reading and prayer daily spiritual injections. He says if we skip these injections just one day, that worldliness will start to invade us. And we will have more of the mind of the world and less of the mind of Christ. So therefore we must renew our every day our connection with God. So that we will be living not according to the world, but our minds and hearts will be directed towards the heavenly kingdom. The fathers after their ordination, the fathers begin to have yearly pilgrimages to the monastery. Pilgrims stay as much as a week and a half in the monastery. And would attend classes in the Orthodox faith. And attend the full daily cycle of the church's services. The monastery's spiritual fathers came to give lectures. And Father Seraphim would give courses in books of scripture.
Otac Serafim bi držao pustere, odnosno časove, o
such as the book of Genesis and the book of Apocalypse. At the pilgrimages, the students would learn church services and church singing.
Na ovim pokloničkim putovanjima, poklonici bi bili podučavani o pravoslavnom bogosluženju i o pravoslavnom pevanju.
Father Seraphim said that all Orthodox Christians should learn and know the church services.
Otac Seraphim je uvijek smatrao da svi pravoslavni hrišćani treba da se obrazuju i da upoznaju pravoslavno bogosluženje.
At the pilgrimages, baptisms would be performed.
Na ovim pokloničkim putovanjima obično su se dešavala mnogobrojna krštenja.
These pictures are of the baptisms of people from the nearby city of Reading.
Ovo su slike sa krštenja poklonika iz jednog grada nedaleko od Patine, Redinga u Severnoj Kaliforniji.
A little over an hour away from the monastery.
Oko sat vožnje udaljenom od manastira.
And these people had learned about the Orthodox faith through the monastery.
A ovi ljudi iz ovog grada Redinga su upravo spoznali i saznali o pravoslavlju zbog prisustva manastira u njihovom kraju.
I mentioned earlier that Father Seraphim had converted many people to the Orthodox faith when he was still working in the bookstore in San Francisco.
Kao što sam ranije rekao, Otac Seraphim je mnogi Amerikance obratio u pravoslavlje dok je kao civil radio u knjižari u San Francisco.
This is one such family with seven children.
Ovo je jedna od tih porodica sa sedmoro dece.
Father Seraphim was the kum of all of them.
Otac Seraphim bio je kum svima njima.
On this day, the father of the family was ordained a deacon at the monastery.
Na ovaj dan kada je uzeta, kada je napravljena ova slika, otac od ove dece bio je rukopoložen u čin đakona.
During one of the pilgrimages.
Za vreme jednog od ovih pokloničkih putovanja.
The fathers also began to have women's conferences in the city of Reading.
Otac Seraphim također započeo je sa skupovima žena u gradu Redingu.
These are the participants of one of the women's conferences.
Ovo su učesnici jedne od takvih konferencija u Redingu.
Standing in front of the mission chapel that had been established in Reading.
Stojeći ispred misionarske kapele koja je osnovana u organizovanom Redingu.
I'd like to tell you a little story about this mission chapel.
I želao bih da vam kažem jednu priču u vezi sa ovom kapelom.
The chapel was on the property of this Russian lady named Valentina.
Kapela je podignuta na imanju ove ruske gospođe po imenu Valentine.
Valentina had been a spiritual daughter of St. John Shanghaisky when St. John was still a bishop in Shanghai.
Valentina je bila duhovno čedo mladike Jovana Maksimovića dok je on bio episkop u Kini.
And when Archbishop John was bishop in San Francisco and Valentina was living in Reading to the north,
a kada je mladika Jovan bio episkop u San Francisco, Valentina je živela u ovom gradu Reading, u severno od San Francisco.
Archbishop John would visit her on his way to parishes in the north.
Arhijepiskop Jovan, kad god bi išao da posjeti parohije na severu, uvek bi svratio da obiđe gospođu Valentinu u Redingu.
One time, Archbishop John came to visit her and stayed longer than usual.
Jednom prilikom Arhijepiskop Jovan došao je da je obiđe, ali je tom prilikom ostao duže nego što je bilo uobičajeno.
As he was getting in his car to leave, he suddenly decided to get out of the car and to bless her property with holy water.
Jednom prilikom kada se spremao da pođe od nje i kada je ulazeći u auto, on ponovo izađe iz auta i blagoslovi njeno imanje sa svetom vodom.
So he went around blessing everything.
I on je tako išao okolo po njenom imanju i sve blagosiljao sa svetom vodicom.
And he kept stopping at her chicken shed and blessing it.
I onda je stajao, dok je to radio, uvijek bi stao ispred kokošara i blagosiljao kokošar.
And standing a long time praying before this chicken shed and blessing.
I uvijek bi tu stao malo duže nego obično i zadržao se blagosiljajući to mjesto i moleći se.
Valentina's mother said to Valentina, "Why does he keep blessing our chicken shed?"
Majka Valentine je bila začuđena, pa je pitala Valentinu, kaže, šta on, kaže, stoji tu iz kokošara, tu i blagosilja našeg kokošara.
Valentina knew that Archbishop John was clairvoyant.
Međutim, Valentina je znala da je vladika Jovan bio prozorljiv čovjek.
She told her mother, don't ask, Vladika knows what he's doing.
I rekla je, nemoj ništa da me pitaš, Vladika zna šta radi.
After that, Vladika got into the car and drove north.
Posle toga, Vladika je seo u njegov auto i otputovao na sever.
A few days later, he died in the city of Seattle.
Nekoliko dana kasnije, Vladika Jovan upokojio se u gradu Seattle, državi Washington.
It was later found that he had told people in San Francisco that he knew he was going to die.
Kasnije je saznalo da je Vladika Jovan znao da će na ovom putu u Seattle da se upokoji.
So when he
rekao ljudima oko sebe.
So when he visited Valentina, he knew that he would be seeing her for the last time.
Tako kada je posjetio Valentinu, on je znao da je ovo posljednji put da će je u ovom svijetu vidjeti.
As I said, about 3 years after he died, the monastery was begun in Latina.
Kao što sam već rekao, 3 godine posle upokojenja Vladike Jovana, započet je manastir u Platini.
And sometime after that, Valentina's chicken shed burned to the ground.
I neposredno posle toga, kokošar na Valentininom imanju je se zapalio i spaljen je do zemlje.
But the insurance money that she received,
od novca koji je Valentina dobila od osiguranja,
she built a large garage.
Ona je podigla jednu veliku garažu.
After the fathers were ordained, many people, pilgrims coming to the monastery would stop and stay at Valentina's house on the way to the monastery.
Posle rukopoloženja oca Serafima i oca Germana, učinjer monaha, mnogi poslovnici koji su dolazili u manastir su u stvari stajali i provodili noći, imali mjesto gdje će da prespavaju u ovoj garaži.
And then, as I said, there were several people from Reading who were baptized at the monastery.
Kao što sam već rekao, kao što sam već pomenuo, onih nekoliko ljudi iz Readinga koji su dolazili na pogrebničko putovanje i bili kršteni u manastiru iz Readinga.
So now there was a need for a mission chapel in Reading.
Tako se pokazala, dakle, i potreba da se u Readingu osnuje jedna kapela.
The fathers received a blessing from their bishop.
Oci su dobili blagoslov episkopa za započinjanje ove misionarske parohije i organizovanje kapele.
And they transformed Valentina's large garage into a Orthodox chapel.
A garažu u Valentine su transformisali, pretvorili i preuredili u pravoslavnu kapelu.
And then Valentina remembered about Archbishop John blessing her chicken shed.
I tada se Valentina, tada je došlo u pamet šta je to radio Vladika Jovan kada je blagosilio njen kokošar.
He'd actually been blessing the site of the foundation of the future Orthodox Church in Reading.
On je u stvari tada blagosiljao temelje za podizanje i organizovanje pravoslavne, prve pravoslavne kapele u gradu Reading.
American women converts to Orthodoxy came to the monastery in Platina also seeking a monastic life in the wilderness.
Amerikanke obraćenici i obraćenice u pravoslavlje dolazili su u manastir isto tako sa željom da postanu monahinje.
So Father Seraphim found and bought a piece of land about 12 miles away from the men's monastery.
Zato je otac Serafim pronašao i kupio jedno imanje udaljeno nekih 20 km od njihovog manastira.
And a skeet for women was founded in with the patron saint Saint Xenia of Petersburg.
I na tom imanju oni su organizovali, dakle, jedan manastir koji je bio posvećen svetoj Xeniji iz Petrograda.
The church was built by the nuns themselves.
Crkvu su podigle same monahinje.
Father Seraphim was the spiritual father of the women's monastery.
Otac Serafim bio je duhovnik ovog ženskog monaškog
vinca and would come there to give hear the nuns' confessions and serve the divine liturgy.
I dolazio je da ih obilazi, da ih ispoveda i da za njih služi svetu liturgiju.
This is the current abbot of our monastery, Iguman Gerasim.
Ovo je sadašnji iguman manastira Otac Gerasim.
Father Gerasim was a novice in the monastery for a year while Father Seraphim was still alive.
Otac Gerasim bio je iskušenik u manastiru godinu dana dok je otac Serafim još bio živ.
I can tell you a little story that Father Gerasim tells about Father Seraphim.
I mogu da vam ispričam jednu priču koju otac Gerasim veoma često priča o otcu Serafimu.
At the time of this story, Father Gerasim was known as Brother Gregory.
u vreme kada je Serafim, otac Serafim živeo tamo, kada otac Serafim je bio poznat kao Grigorije, kao brat Grigorije.
Once Father Serafim went to serve the liturgy at the mission chapel in Reading,
i kada jednom prilikom otac Serafim otišao u kapelu da služi svetu liturgiju u kapeli u Redingu,
and took Brother Gregory with him.
On je poveo brata Grigorija sa njime.
After the divine liturgy, he gave Brother Gregory $100 bill and told him to go buy groceries.
Posle svete liturgije, otac Serafim dao je bratu Grigoriju $100 i poslao ga u prodavnicu da kupi namirnice.
Brother Gregory went to the store, got all the groceries, and went to the checkout stand.
Otac, brat Grigorije je otišao, kupio namirnice, stavio ih u kolica i došao na kasu da plati.
And then he realized that he had lost $100.
I onda je shvatio da je $100 izgubio.
He felt terrible that he had failed in his obedience.
On se osjećao užasno da nije ispunio poslušnost.
And he called Father Serafim on the telephone.
I pozvao je telefonom oca Serafima.
Father Serafim said, leave the groceries there and come back to the church.
Ota Serafim mu je rekao, dobro, ostavi namirnice u prodavnici i vrati se u crkvu.
So as Brother Gregory was walking up towards Valentina's mission chapel,
i kako je brat Grigorije išao nazad vraćajući se ka kapeli na imanju gospođe Valentine,
Father Serafim went out to meet him.
Otac Serafim mu je pošao u susret.
He tapped Brother Gregory on the chest and said, you have the money right there.
On je udario brata Grigorija po grudima i rekao, ti imaš tvoj novac tu na grudima.
Brother Gregory thought that he had checked his breast pocket of his pedrasnik. He thought he had checked it.
Brat Grigorije je mislio da je on proverio i svoj džep koji je imao na grudima.
But now he reached there and sure enough, there was $100 bill.
A sada je ubacio ruku u taj džep i vidio je da mu tu stoji $100.
Father then explained to Brother Gregory that after he had talked to him on the telephone,
Otac Serafim je tada objasnio bratu Georgiju da pošto je razgovarao sa njime preko telefona,
he went to the church to pray.
On je otišao u crkvu da se pomoli.
On the wall of the church, Valentina had placed a large photograph of her spiritual father, Saint John.
Na zidu kapele Valentina je postavila veliki portret vladike Jovana, arhijepiskopa Jovana Maksimovića.
And Father Serafim had prayed to Vladika John, and Vladika John had told him where the $100 was.
Otac Serafim se molio svetom Jovanu, odnosno Jovanu Maksimoviću, i arhijepiskop Jovan mu je rekao gde se nalazi $100.
This is just one indication of the continued connection that Father Serafim had with Archbishop John after Archbishop John's repose.
Ovo je samo jedna od priča koja upućuje i govori i ukazuje na neprekidnu vezu koja je postojala između arhijepiskopa Jovana i oca Serafima i postoje upokojenja arhijepiskopa Jovana.
He frequently wrote in his journals and letters about the need to trust in the prayers of Vladika John.
On je neprestano pisao u svojim delima i neprestano govorio i pisao u svojim pismima da je neophodno i potrebna konstantna stara vera u molitve arhijepiskopa Jovana.
He continued to look to Archbishop John as a spiritual father and a heavenly protector of the monastery till the end of his life.
On je nastavio i posle smrti arhijepiskopa Jovana da veruje u njegovo prisustvo kao duhovnog oca i u njegovo prisustvo, prisustvo njegovih molitava kao posrednika između Boga i manastira.
About a year before he died, Father Serafim took Brother Gregory and the other young men from the monastery to the top of the tallest mountain in the area.
Oko godinu dana pre nego što se upokojio, otac Serafim je pozvao i poveo sa sobom oca Gerasima i ostalo bratstvo i uzeo ih na najviši vrh manastirskog imanja.
Named Yolaboli by the local Indians.
Po imenu Yolaboli, po imenu lokalnih indijanaca, američkih indijanaca.
And there Father Serafim told the young man about the ancient monasticism of France when France was still Orthodox.
I onda je tu otac Serafim govorio monasima i bratstvu o monaštvu u Francuskoj u vreme kada je Francuska bila pravoslavna zemlja.
Serafim made a deep study of this and wrote much about it.
Otec Serafim je proveo dosta vremena proučavajući istoriju pravoslavlja u Francuskoj i dosta je pisao o tome.
So this is Father Serafim's last baptism.
Ovo je posljednje krštenje oca Serafima.
This was taken when Father Serafim was serving the divine liturgy during Bright Week.
Ovo je slika koja je uzeta kada je otac Serafim služio svetu liturgiju za vreme svetle nedelje.
After his last Pascha service.
Posljednje paskalne liturgije.
On the site where he's during the service, he is now buried.
Na mjestu na kome je održao svetu liturgiju i morali su sad da ga vežu ruke i noge, da ga vežu za krevet.
He could not speak because there were tubes in his mouth.
Nije mogao da govori zato što su već bile postavljene cevi kroz njegova usta, kroz njegov grkljen.
He tried to tell us that Archbishop John had appeared in a vision to him while he was in the hospital.
Pokušavao je da nam kaže da mu se u viziji javio sveti Jovan Maksimović dok je on bio u bolnici.
But because of his weakness and the tubes in his mouth, he couldn't articulate exactly what Archbishop John had said to him.
Ali zbog njegove slabosti, zbog njegove bolesti i zbog tuba koje su cevi koje su bile u njegovu postavljene kroz njegove usta i grkljan, mi nismo mogli da razumimo tačno šta je želeo da nam kaže.
Over the years, and especially in his later years, he had frequently written about the new martyrs of the Orthodox Church.
Mnogo godina njegovog života, naročito u posljednjim godinama njegovog života, on je mnogo pisao o mučenicima u pravoslavnoj crkvi.
And also about those who were suffering even in his time under communism.
A isto tako i onima koji su postradali u njegovo vreme pod komunizmom, za vreme komunizma.
Father Serafim underwent his final suffering in order to taste in some way the suffering of the martyrs.
Tako da je ovo posljednje dane života oca Serafima, ovo posljednje stradanje u stvari samo slika onog stradanja prvih mnogih hrišćanskih svetitelja i mnogih hrišćana o kome je pisao otac Serafim.
To be spiritually purified through that suffering.
Da bi se kroz ovo stradanje duhovno očistio.
And to bear witness to his faith.
A isto tako da bi na taj način posvjedočio svoju veru.
I was there during those last days of Father Serafim's life.
Ja sam bio prisutan u ovim posljednjim danima života oca Serafima.
And I bore witness to the tremendous faith and prayer with which Father Serafim met his final suffering.
I ja isto tako mogu da posvjedočim o ovim posljednjim iskušenjima, mukama, ali i posljednjim molitvama i usrdnosti oca Serafima u posljednjim danima njegovog života.
His spiritual children were gathered around his bedside.
Njegova duhovna deca bila su sabrana oko njegove bolesničke postelje.
And were singing for him the hymns of the church.
I pevali su mu crkvene pesme, crkvene himne.
And Father Serafim would be looking into heaven and praying, and tears would be streaming down his cheeks.
Otac Serafim uvek je bio okrenut očima i glavom prema nebu, molio se Bogu dok su suze tekle iz njegovih očiju.
There was a friend of mine who was with me at that time.
Ja imam jednog prijatelja koji u to vreme bio sa mnom.
He was a college student like myself.
On je bio student fakulteta isto kao i ja.
And was thinking about becoming Orthodox, but had not yet made a decision.
I razmišljao je o tome da postane pravoslavni hrišćanin, ali još uvijek nije bio doneo odluku definitivno o tome.
He was with me once when Father Serafim was given Holy Communion in the hospital.
On je bio prisutan sa mnom jednom prilikom kada je otac Serafim
He was receiving. After giving Father Serafim Holy Communion, the priest held the Gospel book over his head.
I pošto je otac Serafim primio svetopričišće, jer monah je držao sveto evanđelje povrh njegove glave.
And Father Serafim unexpectedly lifted himself up from the bed.
Otac Serafim neočekivano je podigao se sa postelje.
And when his body was shaking with pain, he exerted every last ounce of his strength in order to kiss the book which had given him life.
I dok se borio sa svojim bolovima, otac Serafim je sakupio poslednje zaliće svoje snage da se uspravi, da se podigne sa postelje i da celiva sveto evanđelje.
My friend told me that when he saw that,
moj prijatelj mi je tada rekao kada sam video tu sliku,
at that moment it erased all doubts from his mind.
Taj moment, ta slika potrala je svaku sumnju iz njegovog uma.
And he made the decision to become Orthodox.
I tada je doneo odluku da će postati pravoslavni kršćan.
When Father Seraphim died,
kada je otac Serafim umro, kada se upokojio,
unlike most Americans, he was not embalmed.
Za razliku od velike većine Amerikanaca, nad njegovim telom nije izvršen čin takozvanog embalmenta. Dakle, u Americi kad neko umre, u većini slučajeva i sa svim pravoslavnim kršćanima, u pogrebnom zavodu se iz njega izvuku. Dakle, celokupna sva tečnost, sva peva, sve se poispratni i tako se našminka i pripremi za sakramente.
So it's placed in a simple wooden coffin and taken to the monastery church.
Već je njegovo telo položeno u jedan veoma jednostavan drveni sanduk u monastičkoj crkvi.
After his death, his face naturally formed this beautiful, peaceful expression.
I posle njegove smrti, njegovo lice, dakle, dobilo je jednu veoma lepu, blagodatni izraz.
And became radiant, more radiant than when he was alive.
I prosto je sijalo više nego dok je bilo živo.
Normally when a monk dies, his face is covered with his cowl.
Uobičajeno da kada monah umre, da se njegovo telo prekrije sa panom.
But Father Seraphim's face was so radiant and repulsive that he did not want to cover it.
Ali lice oca Serafima je tako sijalo, bilo tako svetlo, da mi nismo želeli da prekrijemo njegovo lice sa panom.
Little children would stand by his coffin.
Mala deca su stajala oko njegovog sanduka, kovčega.
There was such peace, spiritual peace coming, grace coming from his coffin. They would just want to stand there or would not be one to be taken away from it.
Iz njegovog kovčega izlazio je takav duhovni mir, tako da deca su se prosto uhvatila za sanduk, za kovčeg i nisu želela da se udalje od kovčega.
Father Seraphim was buried on the same spot where many years earlier the fathers had first had performed their first service in the woods on the permission of the Mother of God.
Otac Serafim sahranjen je na onom istom mestu gdje su monasi kada su se prvi put na praznik uspenja Presvete Bogorodice naselili na monastirsko imanje, na tom istom mestu gdje su služili svetu službu Božiju, na tom istom mestu je i sahranjen otac Serafim.
And just as on that day many years earlier a deer had come and sat next to them, come out from the woods and sat next to them during the service.
I baš kao što je i prvoga dana u vreme te prve službe crna iz šume došla i sedela pokraj njih dok su služili službu, isto tako i na dan pogreba oca Serafima crna se pojavila za vreme službe.
So now when Father Seraphim was being buried, a deer came from the woods and sat down next to the burial site during the burial service.
I tako se i ovoga puta crna pojavila i dok je služeno opele u ocu Serafimu, crna je prišla i prisustvovala opelu oca Serafima.
At his funeral, Bishop Nectari already indicated his belief that Father Seraphim was a heavenly intercessor.
Za vreme opela i za vreme govora koji je održao vladika Nektarije, vladika Nektarije je rekao da je otac Serafim zaista veliki molitvenik i posrednik pred Bogom.
He told one of the nuns of St. Xenia's Skeet.
On je rekao jednoj od monahinja Skita Svete Ksenije.
Do not only pray for Father Seraphim, also pray to Father Seraphim.
Nemojte se samo moliti za oca Serafima, nego se i molite ocu Serafimu.
And truly, since his repose, Father Seraphim has shown himself to be a heavenly intercessor, just like his spiritual father,
I zaista po svome upokojenju otac Serafim postao je nebeski posrednik za mnoge, isto kao što je to postao i njegov duhovni otac Sveti Jovan Maksimović.
Many miracles have been performed through his prayers, both being miracles of healing and miracles of being
people being brought to the Orthodox faith through his
prayer. Mnoga čuda dogodila su se kroz molitvu ocu Serafimu Rozu. Mnogi su primili pravoslavlje kroz molitve ocu Serafimu, a isto tako i mnoge iseljenja su se dogodila.
Father Serafim continues to do missionary work from heaven.
Otac Serafim i dalje nastavlja svoj misionarski rad sa neba.
I'll tell you a few accounts of the miracles.
I reći ću vam nekoliko primjera i događaja ovih čuda.
First occurred about 2 years ago.
Prvo se dogodilo oko prije jedno dve godine.
There was a lady and her husband, both of whom were American converts, and they came to visit the monastery.
Dakle, jedan bračni par, jedna gospođa, jedan gospodin koji su poslali već obraćenici u pravoslavlje, došli su u manastir.
Many years earlier this woman had suffered a terrible bicycle accident.
Prije mnogo godina nego što je postavila pravoslavna ova gospođa imala jedan veoma nezgodan i težak udes sa biciklom.
And a terrible pain in her back so much that she could not bend over.
I strahovit bol u svojim leđima tako da nije mogla da se savije u leđima.
She came to the Father Serafim's grave with her husband.
Ona je došla na grob oca Serafima zajedno sa njenim mužem.
Her husband placed his hand in her back and prayed to Father Serafim for her healing.
Njen muž sagnuo je glavu na grob oca Serafima i molio se za ozdravljenje svoje žene.
Shortly after that she went down to the guest house with her husband and they were saying their prayers together.
Neposredno posle toga, posle ove molitve, oni su otišli u manastirsku trpezariju i zajedno sa ostalim bratstvom da se sastanu i da obeduju.
When saying her prayers, she crossed herself without thinking and bent down and made a matani all the way to the ground.
I dok su se molili, ova žena prekrstila se i učinila mali poklon, metaniju, i sama se iznenadila da je u stvari bila isceljena.
And she realized that all the pain was gone.
I shvatila je da onaj bol koji je osjećala u leđima, taj strahoviti bol, više ne postoji, da je iščezao.
To this day her back remains healed.
I do dana današnjeg njena leđa su isceljena.
Another story occurred about a year ago to a man in Alaska.
Druga priča je priča koja se događa koji se zbio pre jednu godinu dana u Aljasci.
This man was a Pentecostal.
Ovaj čovjek bio je pentekostalac.
He went to the place where St. Herman of Alaska had lived.
On je otišao u mesto gdje je živio Sveti German Aljaski.
He took with him his wife and little baby.
I sa sobom poveo njegovu ženu i njihovu bebu.
When he came to the place where St. Herman's Kellyanne had used to be.
Kada je došao na mesto gdje je nekada bila ćelija Svetog German Aljaskog.
He smelled a heavenly divine fragrance.
On je osjetio božanski nebeski miris.
Being a Pentecostal, he had no idea what this meant.
S obzirom da je bio pentekostalac, nije imao pojma šta je to i šta to znači.
But his baby who had been crying without stop now became quiet and peaceful.
Ali njihova beba koja je do tada plakala i drala se, nisu mogli da je ustave, odjednom je prestala da plače.
Sometime after that this man had a dream.
Neposredno jedno vreme posle toga ovaj čovjek imao je san.
In which a monk appeared to him.
I u tom snu mu se javio jedan monah.
The monk told him,
onak mu je rekao,
you are to become Orthodox and to become a priest.
Ti ćeš da postaneš pravoslavni hrišćanin i ti ćeš postati sveštenik.
He asked the monk, what is your name?
On je pitao monaha, kako se zoveš?
The monk said, my name is Father Serafim Rose.
Monah je odgovorio, moje ime je otac Serafim Rose.
This man had never heard the name of Father Serafim Rose.
Ovaj čovjek nikada nije čuo za ime oca Serafima Rose.
Sometime after that he went to an Orthodox bookstore in Alaska.
Jedno vrijeme posle toga on je otišao u pravoslavnu knjižaru u Aljasci.
And asked the people there, have you ever heard of someone named Father Serafim Rose?
I pitao, da li ste vi čuli nekada za osobu pod imenom otac Serafim Rose?
They gave him Father Serafim's books and told him about Father Serafim.
Onda su mu oni dali knjige koje je napisao otac Serafim Rose i isto tako ga upoznali sa životom i radom oca Serafim Rose.
Now this man is a catechumen preparing to be baptized in the Orthodox Church.
Sada je taj čovjek oglašeni i on se priprema za obraćanje u pravoslavnu veru.
As Gordon has said during the introduction, Father Serafim is called by many Orthodox Christians already Saint Serafim Rose.
Kao što je Gordona rekla u uvodu ovog predavanja, mnogi oca Serafima već smatraju svetim Serafimom Rozom, kao što možete i vidjeti na ovoj ikoni.
This icon, not yet with a halo,
ova ikona koja još uvijek nema aureolu,
was commissioned by an Italian Orthodox hieromonk.
Naslikana je na zahtjev jednog italijanskog pravoslavnog hieromonaha.
This hieromonk had been a Roman Catholic monk.
Ovaj hieromonah je bio rimokatolički monah.
He was so inspired by reading about Father Seraphim that he decided to become Orthodox.
Ali je bio tako inspirisan čitajući život i dela oca Serafima Rosa da je odlučio da i primio pravoslavlje.
On the book here it says in Italian, it's later than you think.
Na ovoj knjizi, na ikoni u ovom tekstu piše kasnije je nego što misliš.
Hasten therefore to do the work of God.
Zato pokitaj da činiš dela Božja.
When I was in Dečani Monastery a few weeks ago, I showed this slideshow and showed them this picture.
Kada sam prije nekoliko dana posjetio manastir Visoke Dečane, pokazivao sam ove slajdove i pokazivao sam ovu knjigu i ovu ikonu.
And they surprised me by showing me that this monastery is now located at Dečani Monastery. This very original of this.
I onda sam se iznenadio kada sam saznao da je original ove ikone sada upravo lociran u manastiru Visoke Dečane.
This icon was painted in Montenegro.
Ova ikona naslikana je u Crnoj Gori.
I'd like to say a few words at the conclusion about Father Seraphim and then show you some slides about the monastery today.
Ja bih želio da kažem još nekoliko reči o ocu Serafimu Rozu i onda bih želio da vam pokažem nekoliko slajdova, nekoliko slika o manastiru danas.
Of course, Father Seraphim is very special and unique to Orthodox Christians in America, especially Orthodox converts like myself.
Father Seraphim Rozu je svakako jedna jedinstvena ličnost svim pravoslavnim kršćanima, naročito pravoslavnim kršćanima u Americi i naročito pravoslavnim kršćanima obraćenicima u pravoslavlje u Americi, kao što sam ja.
But as these icons indicate, but a certain significance is not only for Americans.
Ali kao što ova ikona ukazuje, značaj i važnost od Serafima nije samo za Amerikance, ne odnosi se samo na Amerikance.
But for Orthodox Christians all over the world.
Već i za pravoslavne Hrišćane u čitavom svijetu.
Father Seraphim was a modern Western man.
Otac Serafim je bio moderni zapadni čovjek.
Who emerged out of the spiritual emptiness and materialism of the modern West.
Koji je iznikao iz duhovnog siromaštva i duhovnog materializma zapadnog svijeta.
He identified the cause of this spiritual emptiness.
On je identifikovao uzrok ove duhovne praznine.
It was the abandonment of the Orthodox faith over the last
1000 years. A to je bilo napuštanje pravoslavne vere u posljednjih 1000 godina.
Which led to an abandonment of truth.
Što je isto tako dovelo do napuštanja vere u istinu i do napuštanja istine.
As I said, he identified this as nihilism.
I kao što sam rekao, on je ovo identifikovao i označio kao nihilizam.
He said that on the other side of the coin of nihilism is heliasm.
On je rekao da je na drugoj strani novčanice nihilizma heliasm.
Heliasm is the belief that we can establish a materialistic kingdom of God or kingdom of heaven on this earth.
A heliasam nije ništa drugo nego vera da se ovdje na zemlji može osnovati carstvo nebesko. Kada čovjek napusti veru u pravo nebesko carstvo, onda on traži da ustanovi lažno nebesko carstvo ovdje na zemlji. Otac Serafim je rekao da svaki čovjek ispred sebe ima dva izbora.
The kingdom of God or the kingdom of self.
Carstvo nebesko ili carstvo sobstveno, carstvo svoje, carstvo sebe.
The modern Western society is based on the kingdom of self.
I moderno zapadno društvo je upravo zasnovano na carstvu sobstvene ličnosti.
Father Serafim emerged out of this delusion.
Otac Serafim je proiznikao, dakle, pobjegao od ove iluzije
and pointed to the way to the true path to God in the Orthodox Church.
I ukazao na pravi put, na put pravoslavne vere i pravoslavne crkve.
And now this Western mentality based in nihilism and heliasm.
I sada ovaj zapadni mentalitet koji je zasnovan na zapadnom nihilizmu ili na zapadnom heliasmu
is overwhelming the whole world.
Prekriva čitav svijet.
Including traditional Orthodox lands like Russia and Serbia and Greece.
Uključujući i tradicionalno pravoslavne zemlje kao što su Rusija, Srbija i Grčka.
That's why Father Serafim's message is pertinent for everyone, all Orthodox Christians.
Zato je ova poruka oca Serafima Roza važna i značajna za sve nas, za sve pravoslavne kršćane.
He tells all of us, whether we're converts of the Orthodox faith or whether we're born into an Orthodox faith.
I on govori svima nama, bez obzira da li smo mi pravoslavni kršćani po rođenju ili smo pravoslavni kršćani po obraćenju.
We must treasure our faith.
Da mi moramo da čuvamo našu veru.
Not let it be diminished by the might of the world.
I da ne dozvolimo da ona bude umanjena i uprljena razumom ovoga svijeta.
Not let it be diminished by the secularism and the materialism.
Da ne bude umanjena niti upropaštena sekularizmom ovoga svijeta i vremena.
And the kiliasm of the modern West.
I kiliasmom ovog modernog svijeta.
But to rather go deeper into our Orthodox faith.
Već da nasuprot tome ulazimo i proničemo dublje u pravoslavnu veru.
Because we'll find in the church the true kingdom of grace.
Jer ćemo u crkvi pronaći istinito carstvo, blagodat carstva Božijeg.
And we'll find the one true path to salvation.
I da ćemo pronaći jedini pravi put ka spasenju.
And all the means that God has given to mankind to attain that salvation.
I sva ona sredstva koja su data od Boga čovjeku da pronađe taj put.
Following this path we attain to the very purpose of man's life on earth.
Sledujući ovaj put mi u stvari ostvarujemo i jedini pravi cilj čovjekovog života u ovome svijetu,
which is union with the truth,
a to je jedinstvo sa istinom,
union with Christ,
jedinstvo sa Kristom
in his heavenly kingdom,
u njegovom nebeskom carstvu.
This is the monastery gate today.
Ovo je ulaz u manastir danas.
Monastery church.
Ovo je manastirska crkva.
Monastery, new monastery trapeza.
Ovo je manastirska trapezarija.
Inside the monastery church.
Unutrašnjost manastirske crkve.
We just met with the iconostasis carver and iconographer in Belgrade today. We're going to make a new iconostasis for our church.
Upravo sam se danas susreo sa jednim dugorescom i ikonopisom u Beogradu. Danas pa ćemo zameniti ikonostas u manastiru.
Paska the monastery.
Ovo je Vaskrs u manastiru.
Iguman Gerasim.
Otac Gerasim, iguman manastira.
This is the monastery Slava with the procession Litia with our patronal feast, patronal icon.
Ovo je manastirska slava, Litija za vreme manastirske slave sa ikonom zaštitnika manastira.
Another Litija during the winter time.
Ovo je druga jedna Litija za u zimskom periodu. I ovo je bratstvo manastira Svetog Germana.
I've been waiting for to show this picture during my whole trip here in Kragujevac. I've been waiting to show you this slide.
Kaže, čekao sam, kaže, sve vreme da vam pokažem na kraju ovu sliku manastirskog bratstva. Verovatno prepoznajete mladih
kusenika. This is the day we were received in the Serbian Orthodox Church.
Ovo je dan u koji smo primljeni u jurisdikciju Srpske pravoslavne crkve.
It was the feast of the repose of St. Herman of Alaska in the year 2000.
Ovo je bio praznik upokojenja Svetog Germana Aljaskog 2000. godine.
These are the nuns of St. Skeet.
Ovo su monakinje Skita Svete Ksenije.
And here are some of the monastery brotherhood.
I ovo je deo monaškog bratstva manastira Svetog Germana u Plotini.
In the same year of 2000, seven monasteries were received into the Serbian Orthodox Church of America.
Iste godine, 2000. godine, sedam manastira je primljeno u jurisdikciju Srpske pravoslavne crkve.
All of them have come out of our brotherhood.
I svih sedam manastira su ponikli iz našeg manastira.
And we're all American converts to the Orthodox Church.
I mi smo svi američki obraćenici, konvertiti u pravoslavnu veru.
In our brotherhood in Plotina, we now have 14 brothers.
U našem monaštvu u monaškom bratstvu u Patini, mi sada imamo 14 monaha.
And then in Alaska we have three brothers.
U Aljasci imamo tri monaha.
Including one new iskušenik who's a Serb.
I uključujući jednog novog iskušenika koji je Srbin.
And in Wildwood we have five sisters in our Saint Ski.
U Skitu Svete Ksenije imamo pet monahinja, pet sestara.
In Arizona is the largest women's monastery with 20 sisters.
U Arizoni imamo najveći ženski manastir sa oko 20 monahinja.
That's the St. Paisius Monastery.
To je manastir Svetog Paisija.
We also have two monasteries in Alaska.
I isto tako imamo dva manastira u Aljasci.
In addition to the men's monastery which I mentioned.
Pored onog manastira, muškog manastira koji sam već pomenuo, postoji jedan ženski manastir sa dve monahinje i one žive na jednom ostrvu koje pripada celo njima.
Also have women's monasteries, a small women's monasteries in Indianapolis.
Isto tako imamo jedan mali ženski manastir u Indianapolis, u Indiani,
with three nuns.
Sa tri monahinje.
Another one in Missouri with four nuns.
Još jedan u državi Missouri sa četiri monahinje. I to je sve.
And we've been very, very blessed to be part of the Serbian Church.
I mi smatramo za delo Božje blagoslova, za veliki blagoslov to što smo deo Srpske pravoslavne crkve.
Both when we were under His Grace Bishop Jovan, and also now when we're under His Grace Bishop Longin.
I kada smo bili pod jurisdikcijom pod rukovodstvom vladike Jovana, a i sada kada je na čelu naše eparhije vladika Longin.
We value the Serbian Church very much for upholding the tradition of the Church.
Mi cenimo Srpsku pravoslavnu crkvu zbog toga što je ostala privrženima izvornim pravoslavnim vrednostima.
And for us monasteries it's very good because the bishops in the Serbian Church are true monks who have been raised in monasteries.
I za naše manastire ovo je veoma važno zato što su naši episkopi i episkopi Srpske pravoslavne crkve vezani za manastirski život i ponekli iz monaškog manastirskog života.
I should also mention that several parishes were also received into the Serbian Church.
Isto tako želim da napomenem da su 2000. godine i nekoliko parohija primljene u jurisdikciju Srpske pravoslavne crkve.
Including the parish in Redding.
Uključujući i parohiju u Redding u Kaliforniji.
There's also a parish in Missouri.
Postoji isto tako jedna parohija u državi Missouriju.
Which has a mission to black Americans.
Koja je u stvari misija crnih Amerikanaca. Amerikanaca crnih.
This is our present bishop, Bishop Longin.
Ovo je dakle, jedna slika sa vladikom Longinom.
Visiting Bishop Grigorija of Herzegovina.
Grigorije Hercegovački.
Our Abbot Gerasim.
Iguman Gerasim.
And our newest member of our brotherhood, Abbot Pedro.
I najnovi sabrat našeg manastira, otac Pedro.
A Hieromonk from Brazil.
Hieromonah iz Brazila.
There's also many Orthodox Christians who have been received into the Serbian Orthodox Church in Brazil.
Postoji isto tako veoma mnogo pravoslavnih hrišćana koji su primljeni u jurisdikciju Srpske pravoslavne crkve u Brazilu.
Here is some of the nuns of Saint Ksenija Skit in the front.
Ovde je nekoliko monakinja iz Skita Svete Ksenije ispred prvom redu.
With nuns of the Serbian Orthodox Church from France and Brazil.
Sa monakinjama Srpske pravoslavne crkve iz Francuske i iz Brazila.
This is Saint Ksenija Skit.
Ovo je Skit Svete, monakinja Skita Svete Ksenije.
This is visiting Archbishop Jovan of the Orthodox Archdiocese of Ohrid in Macedonia.
Ovo je gost arhijepiskop Jovan iz Ohridske arhijepiskopije Srpske pravoslavne crkve.
He visited not long before he was put in prison for confessing Orthodox faith.
Neposredno pre nego što je završio u zatvoru zbog ispovedanja svete pravoslavne vere.
When I was recently in Macedonia, we heard news that he was going to be released.
Kada sam nedavno bio u Makedoniji, kada sam čuo vez da će on uskoro biti oslobođen.
And now he has been released,
i sada kada je oslobođen iz zatvora, velika radost za sve prave pravoslavne hrišćane u Makedoniji i za sve pravoslavne hrišćane u svetu.
We must continue to pray for the canonical church in Macedonia.
Mi moramo i treba da nastavimo da se molimo za kanonsku crkvu u Makedoniji.
That the faithful that are still endure much suffering and are making great sacrifices in order to be true to Christ's church.
Jer pravoslavni, pravi, istinski pravoslavni hrišćani u Makedoniji i još uvijek mnogo stradaju željni da budu uz istinu i u istini.
This is the trapeza at Christmas.
Ovo je dakle trapezarija u vreme božićnih praznika u manastiru.
This is Father Serafin's grave as it looks today.
Ovo je grob oca Serafima kako izgleda danas.
Many people come from all over the world to pray at his grave.
Mnogi ljudi do nas dolaze iz čitavog svijeta da se mole na njegovom grobu.
And this is Father Serafin's grave on the 20th anniversary of his repose.
A ovo je grob oca Serafima na dan 20. godišnjice njegovog upokojenja.
On this day and at other times of the year we serve the divine liturgy on Father Serafin's grave.
Ovoga dana mi služimo svetu liturgiju i svake godine na njegov dan služimo svetu liturgiju na njegovom grobu.
Yes.
Nekoliko pitanja.
Can you explain briefly how does your conversion to Orthodoxy, how it was, how it happened?
Yes. I'll have to be brief because people are waiting for us in Žiša.
Bit ću kratak zato što nas za nas čekaju nas u manastiru Žiši večeras da se pratimo.
So I won't be able to show you a slideshow on my life.
Tako da neću biti mogućnosti da vam pokažem slajd o mom životu i obraćanju u pravoslavlje.
I was my background is very similar to Father Serafin's.
Pozadina moga života, moj život veoma je sličan životu oca Serafima Rouza.
I did not have such a fervent search for the truth as he did.
Ja nisam sa takvom revnošću i žestinom tražio istinu kao što je on tražio.
Nevertheless, I was searching for the truth and God led me to the true faith.
Ali i pored toga ja sam tražio istinu i Bog me je doveo na put istine.
I came from a Protestant background.
Dakle, moja prošlost je protestantska. I kao i otac Serafim, ja sam se isto tako interesovao za istočnjačke religije. Ali isto kao i otac Serafim, ja sam se osjećao praznim. Tražio sam pravu veru dok sam bio na fakultetu. I poznao sam istinu pravoslavlja na jednom času istorije religije.
One of the students in the class was an Orthodox convert.
Jedan od studenata, moj kolega, bio je obraćenik u pravoslavlje.
And he invited any student that was interested to come to an Orthodox service.
I on je pozvao sve studente koji su imali interesovanja da dođu na pravoslavno bogosluženje.
The first service I went to was the canon of St. Andrew's Creed during Great Lent.
Prva služba na koju sam došao bio je kanon Svetog Andrije Kričkog za vreme Velikog Posta.
I was profoundly moved by the service.
Zaista sam bio dirnut sa službom kanona Svetog Andrije Kričkog.
I felt that I had come upon something very ancient, very real.
Osjećao sam da sam prisustvo nečemu što je veoma staro, ali isto tako veoma stvarno, veoma realno.
And a religion that had not been invented by man, but revealed by God.
I da sam bio prisutan u crkvi u kojoj je se služila religija koja nije bila osnovana od strane čoveka, već je rezultat i plod božanskog otkrovenja.
I began to attend Orthodox services.
Počeo sam da posećujem pravoslavna bogosluženja, da pristupujem pravoslavnim bogosluženjima.
And became involved with an Orthodox Christian fellowship on the campus.
I postao sam aktivan u udruženju pravoslavnih studenata na fakultetu.
Which was composed almost entirely of American converts.
I to udruženje pravoslavnih hrišćana studenata na fakultetu je bilo sačinjeno skoro 100% od strane konvertita, odnosno obraćenika u pravoslavlje Amerikanaca.
And one of those students was our president of Father Garasso.
Jedan od studenata na fakultetu bio je i naš sadašnji iguman otac Gerasim.
But I still not found a person that I can entrust my soul to as a spiritual father.
Ali ja još uvijek tada nisam našao osobu kojoj sam mogao da poverim svoju dušu na čuvanje.
And then Father Seraphim rose to our campus.
I onda je otac Serafim došao na naš fakultet.
In that first meeting with him, when he came to give a lecture, I felt that he was the wisest person I'd ever met in my life.
I prvom prilikom kada je on posjetio i govorio na našem fakultetu, njega sam smatrao za jednog od najmudrijih ljudi koje sam ikada sreo.
And I also felt even then that he had somehow died for himself and was living only for Christ.
I isto tako sam osjećao da je on čovjek koji je umro za ovaj svijet da bi živeo u Hristu.
So meeting him was a turning point in my life.
Tako da je moj susret sa njime bio moment kada se moj život preokrenuo.
He invited me to the monastery that summer.
On me je pozvao tog leta da dođem u manastir.
And I was made a catechumen at the monastery that summer.
I ja sam tog leta postao katihumen ili oglašen u manastiru.
Over the following year I would visit Father Seraphim as often as I could.
Tokom sljedeće godine ja sam posjećivao oca Serafima onoliko često koliko sam imao priliku.
Father Seraphim was going to be my kum.
Otac Serafim je trebao da bude moj kum.
But he got sick right after, the following year when I came to the monastery he got sick.
Ali sljedeće godine kada sam ja došao u manastir, otac Serafim je već postao bolestan i završio je u bolnici.
I was baptized while he was in the hospital.
Ja sam bio kršten dok je otac Serafim bio u bolnici.
But when after I was baptized, I came into the hospital room with my white robe.
I kada sam se krstio, pošto sam se krstio, ja sam došao u bolnicu obučen u belu krštenu haljinu.
And although he couldn't speak, he recognized me as a newly illumined Orthodox Christian.
Iako nije mogao da govori, on me je prepoznao kao novokrštenog, novoprosvećenog pravoslavnog Hrišćanina.
And he smiled and squeezed my hand.
I nasmejao se i stegao moju ruku.
I'd like to also say a few words about the conversion of my parents.
Ja bih isto tako želeo da kažem nekoliko reči o obraćanju u konverziji mojih roditelja, očigledno da otac Domanski ne sveti vodic ovih dana.
After I was converted, after I joined the monastery, my parents were rather not very happy about it.
Pošto sam se ja obratio u pravoslavlje, moji roditelji svakako da nisu bili veoma srećni sa time što sam ja uradio.
But over time they became more appreciative and became happy to have a son as a monk who could pray for them.
Međutim, kako je vreme proticalo, oni su postajali sve zadovoljni i shvatili su da i osjetili su zadovoljstvo da imaju svoje dete, svog sina kao monaha koji se moli za njih.
2 years ago my parents were received into the Serbian Orthodox Church in my hometown.
Prije 2 godine moji roditelji primili su pravoslavlje i postali deo Srpske pravoslavne crkve u mestu moga rođenja.
Now they were very joyful as being part of the Serbian Orthodox Church.
I sada su veoma srećni i zadovoljni da su deo Srpske pravoslavne crkve.
Now we have our own family slava.
I sada imamo i našu porodičnu slavu.
The veneration of the chains of St. Peter in January.
I'm trust me very again.
In America, do you celebrate Serbian saints? In what way, how do you do that? And is it the same tradition? Do you do it in the same way that they do it in Russia, in Greece? Or how do you celebrate Serbian saints?
Yeah, we celebrate them the same. Of course, we celebrate Serbian saints.
Svakako da mi slavimo Srbe svetitelje.
Since we've come into this Serbian church, we celebrate the saints more than we did before.
I svakako, pošto smo došli i primljeni u jurisdikciju Srpske pravoslavne crkve, svakako da slavimo srpske svetitelje više nego što smo ih slavili pre nego što smo bili u jurisdikciji Srpske pravoslavne crkve.
But of course, we celebrate all the saints, and we even publish a calendar of all the saints.
I ne samo da mi slavimo Srbe svetitelje, mi slavimo sve svete u crkvi i mi isto tako štampamo i kalendar sa svim svetima.
He's now living in Russia.
and working on a Russian, mainly lives in Russia, but works on a Russian magazine.
Он сада живе у Руси и ради на штампане у русского часа. Часто мы со Руси.
I do not know the exact number of the converts.
Я не знаю правый твой обращенник, Пита.
But the estimate that's often given of all the Orthodox Christians in America is 6 million.
Ali jedan približan broj svih pravoslavnih Hrišćana u Americi je oko 6 miliona.
And this would not include all those. This would include those who are baptized, not all those that go to church.
Ali ovo uključuje sve one koji su kršteni, a ne, to nije broj onih koji su aktivni pravoslavni Hrišćani.
But just to finish to conclude about this is that. Since Father Seraphim became Orthodox, there was a growing movement of the converts of the Orthodox faith.
Ali samo želim da napomenem da od onog momenta, od onog trenutka kada je otac Seraphim primio pravoslavlje, da je broj konvertita, broj obraćenika amerikanskog pravoslavlja počeo da raste.
At the end of Father Seraphim's life, he was very encouraged by this movement.
I krajem svoga života, otac Seraphim je bio veoma ohrabren sa brojevima pravoslavlja. Amerikanaca koji su se obraćali i primjeni u primo pravoslavne crkve.
After that is reposed, this movement has only been growing.
I posle upokojenja oca Serafima, broj konvertita u pravoslavlje još više raste.
Now there's a whole wealth of Orthodox material available in English.
A isto tako sada postoji čitavo bogatstvo pravoslavnog materijala na engleskom jeziku.
And not only individuals convert now, but now whole Protestant churches convert together to the Orthodox faith.
I ne samo da se pojedinci obraćaju pravoslavlje, već postoje čitave protestantske parohije, zajednice Hrišćana, protestanata koje se obraćaju pravoslavlje.
And the ministers become Protestant, the Protestant ministers become Orthodox priests.
I protestantski pastori postaju pravoslavni sveštenici.
Okay, thank you very much.